Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As the Commanders build a foundation for success on and off the field, it is time for you to plan for your future as well. The exclusive sponsor of our show is the law firm, Condori & Murad. They'll help you update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a consultation with their estate planning attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We've got a rally in Bethesda at Caddy's on Cordell tomorrow. Excuse me, on Friday.
Friday.
All week long, I've been saying tomorrow for everything. Doesn't matter what day. But we're actually doing it on Friday, as you'd imagine. It's a Friday field trip.
Right.
From 2 to 6:30.
It would make sense that it would take place on Friday. Caddy's on Cordell, right there in the heart of Bethesda. Longtime iconic sports bar. We'll be there broadcasting.
You can listen to the NFC Championship game live on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on The Fan. We've got the broadcast. Ian Eagle on the call with Kurt Warner in the booth. Ross Tucker on the sideline for Westwood One. Listen to every snap of the NFC title game right here on The Fan all day on Sunday. But speaking of the NFC Championship game, one of the guys that's going to help get the Commanders over the hump and in to the Super Bowl is Austin Eckler, who joins us, presented by IT Cadre for Trusted Insight from Trusted Insiders. IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. Let's put our hands together for Austin
Eckler. That's Austin Eckler's music.
That's Austin Eckler, boys and girls. Put some respect on his damn name. 1% better every single day.
Hey,
Austin, I want to ask you a serious question. No one has ever been harder to tackle than you were on Saturday night in Detroit. So, did you wear your "you can't tackle me" cologne? Did you dip into butter right before the game? Was there Vaseline on your jersey and arms? Why couldn't the Lions tackle you?
Hey, I mean, that's probably why I've been around the league for as long as I have, is one of my strong points is being pretty elusive, you know. It's not to say they couldn't tackle me, but I definitely don't make it easy, that's for sure.
Damn right about that. That was awesome. You were incredible.
I think it was your first touch of the game. It was very like, I think you'll understand what I'm saying. It was like Friday Night Lights movie reel moment where he kind of like did this like full speed spin out of a tackle and then like completely stopped for a second. Like, oh, I'm still going. And then kept going.
Yep.
It looked like it was like a director made you do that cut like three times and they shot it in the perfect way.
You know, I've hit the spin move. I think, I caught the ball out in space, and I was actually surprised how wide open it was. So I started getting vertical, and then there was two guys kind of coming to, like, compression tackle me from each side. Hung a right. One guy got my leg, spun out of that, kind of reset my feet, started going forward again. And then De'Ami Brown gets pushed down into my legs, tried to Heisman hurdle him, and then he ended up getting me on the ground. So friendly fire got me on that one.
So, Austin, take me back to before this game. Detroit's great. I mean, they earned the number one seed. They're awesome. They've been awesome all year long. The place is going bananas. There's a confidence, though. There's an attitude, whatever you want to call it with you guys, where nothing's too big, nothing's too scary. What's the mood like before the game going up against this great opponent who's now in your rearview mirror? But take me back there to Saturday night before kickoff. What are you guys feeling? What's being said?
Yeah, you know, for us, it was, hey, we're out here hunting. Like, that is the mindset. Like, we are hunting to go earn right, some respect on our team. You know, really, people are saying, this is, good enough for the Commanders. We didn't expect anything from them this year anyway. And so for us, like, that's all just crowd noise. Like, for us, we are hunting to go win games. We are hunting to continue to go prove, hey, that we have some heavy hitters out here. And that's the mindset this week as well. And it's go out and let's hunt. Right, the Eagles are now in our way. You know, they're another team that's kind of like the Lions, have proven themselves over the past, few years, established themselves, and we're on the same type of mindset as well.
Austin, what is the key to being able to go to an environment that's that loud and that raucous and not allowing it to phase you? You guys weren't having false start penalties all game long. You answered the bell time and time again. I mean, dating back really to week three in Cincy, and I remember in the first half you were such a big part of that as well. Like, you guys just kept getting up off the mat. That was an electric atmosphere. What are the difference between the teams that can handle that and the teams that can't?
Yeah, there's some perks into our offense that are kind of built in for going into loud environments. And, from day one, we were a no-huddle offense. So guess what? I don't even have to talk to anybody out there on the field, and we can already run our offense. Same with Jade. He can call the plays. We don't have to say a word. Everything's on signals. And so, it can be, we could have the loudest stadium, wherever that is, and it doesn't matter for us, right? For us, it's an energy. It's an energy that, hey, everyone's loud, excited. That's great because, we're using this energy as fuel for us. But for us, we can get lined up and operate at the same pace because we don't have to get in a huddle and talk to each other like some of these teams do. So for us, it really doesn't matter. I think it's fun because, hey, everyone's going crazy. It's loud. It's like I said, an energy that we can feed into. And I think our team does pretty well in that environment.
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. Yeah, the fact you're going to the NFC title game kind of speaks to that, Austin. Is there more pressure when you're playing an offense like that? And what I mean is it would feel to me a pudgy zilch that can't do anything you guys can do. But, hey, they're going to score every time. We have to. Did you feel that dynamic at all where you know that Detroit offense is really good? You guys are really good too. But was there an extra added pressure that you guys kind of had to match them?
I mean, the pressure is already at a maximum. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could add more pressure. It would just feel the same at this point, especially where we're at right now. I mean, it's the ultimate pressure, and that's where it kind of feels like pretty much the whole way through the playoffs is this is, hey, advance or go home. And for us, yeah, we know that, hey, they're a heavy-hitting offense. Well, guess what? We are too, and we kind of showed even with the game versus Tampa, like keeping them off the field, we know they did a really good job with time of possession. And how do you, win the time of possession battle? Well, it means moving the sticks and not turning the ball over. And so that's something that's been emphasized for us the entire year and really showed up in both of our playoff games so far.
Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny here on The Fan going into the NFC Championship game, just like we all expected in year one of this regime. Running the football has been such a talking point, not only in this segment, but for everybody, for the last several weeks. You guys just hadn't really been able to get the ground game going. But, man, did that change in a big way. B-Rob looked like he was shot out of a cannon. You had a lot of success. How do you carry that over now against probably a tougher front like Philadelphia is going to bring to the table?
Yeah, you just go back and look at the matchups. I hate to beat the dead horse here, and I know talk about matchups and looking at different game plans and based off of matchups and things like that every week, but that's the game we play. Where do we feel like we can exploit some of their weaknesses, and where do we want to stay away from things that they might be better at than we are? And so I know, just for myself, looking at the linebackers and then when I played them, I've been able to, have success out and get in space. So it's like, okay, that's probably going to be something we're trying to do. Hey, let's get Austin in space. And that's kind of one of been my strengths for, as long as I've been in the league. And so it'll be more things like that. How do we draw up plays for our players and their strengths? And same thing in the run game. Are we going to, attack the edges? Are we going to attack, right in the middle? Are we going to use some misdirection? Are we going to use some guard pull stuff? And it'll probably be a combination of that because you want to keep them on their toes. But that's the best part about, going through the week and looking at the game plan and sitting down with Cliff and everyone else and, deciding, okay, these types of players are going to be running the red zone. This is kind of open field. These are third down runs. And just kind of seeing it all come together is pretty cool to be a part of.
Austin, only real bummer from the game is Sam Cosmi going down. You know, just stinks. You feel for the guy. You know, as you guys are, you know, experiencing such a high, what's it like in game when there's a change in front of you as a running back looking at that offensive line and then kind of going forward? How does it change you guys' approach or what you might be able to do this weekend?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously unfortunate, you know, for anyone, you know, to have significant injury like that. You know, and it definitely changes. It changes because that was one of our starters, and he was a starter for a reason, you know, signed a contract this year. So, really established himself as one of the dominant, you know, guards in the league. And, you know, when you lose a guy like that, it's definitely tough, you know, and Trent will step up. You know, he filled that role when he went out and, you know, did his job. We were able to continue to, you know, find success running the ball and continue to hold on to that lead. And it's the next man up mentality. But, yeah, you know, just as far as we go, you know, Sam's still there with us, you know, in the building, cheering us on, like still has his energy in there. So, we know we'll have that from him, but, you know, won't have to see him on the field, which is unfortunate, but also, you know, part of the game, unfortunately.
Austin, are you at a point where nothing Jaden Daniels can do impresses you or kind of takes you aback anymore? I know the rest of the country is just getting used to him, but on that stage to play the game he did, even for those of us that have kind of seen that become old hat, that was a new, amazing height for him.
You know, I think this is why the NFL is so popular, is because even though you're expecting, you know, amazing things, when you still see them, you're still amazed. You're like, dang, that was a really great play. And it's the same thing with Jaden. You know, like he's established himself, you know, even this early in his career as, you know, a dynamic player that continues to make plays and is flashy and has poise and, you know, can get the job done. And even when we know that, and when he does it, you're still like, wow, that was cool. And it's the same thing as being his teammate, man. It's been such a great pleasure to be, you know, in the backfield with him, watching him do his thing and helping him make some plays out there.
What's gotten into Jerry Rice? I mean, Deami Brown.
Hey, man, he's put himself in a position. Hey, he's proven that he's got what it takes to continue to play at a high level. And so that's what he's going out there doing. He's been showing out for us, you know, these past couple weeks, and really putting a statement on his name of being a playmaker in big games.
When did you guys know? I mean, I think every team gets together with optimism. You guys are pro athletes. You're not built to think of negative things. You're always looking ahead, and you know, you keep driving, and your work ethic is so incredible. But when did you get the feeling, Austin, just you personally, where you go, you know what? This isn't just a good team. This is special. Like, what did you know?
Well, I think there's levels to it, or maybe different stages to it. I think, you know, during training camp and going through that type of environment, you start to see kind of the philosophies of Dan Quinn and the coaching staff of, okay, this is how we're going to run our team. This is how we're going to talk about brotherhood, coming together. These are kind of the expectations of what practice should look like. And when you start to kind of build those fundamental blocks of what the team looks like, you can kind of start to see, okay, what kind of season this is going to be. As far as like, am I going to enjoy coming into work, or is it like, oh gosh, like, is everyone tight, or is it relaxed, or is it like, what is that feeling? And so, you know, from early on, it was set up as a feeling of, okay, hey, we have this brotherhood. We're all bought in. If you're bought into the brotherhood, right, you're going to be accepted. You're going to really love being here. And so that's pretty much what our roster has done. And then now we put that on the field, and hey, how can we adapt around our new offense, our new quarterback, and really start to put this together? Because we don't really have an understanding, because there's so many new guys and new offense and all this new stuff. We don't really have understanding of our capabilities yet, so we got to go continue to build that. So that's what we've been doing, and we continue to push our own bar forward of the standard and the expectation and the capabilities. And that comes down to, again, the fundamentals of the brotherhood that we have, and then now put the talent on top, put the scheme on top, and we've just continued to push ourselves forward, and we've gotten to new stages of new expectations for ourselves, because we've shown up and shown that our capabilities are actually pretty far out as far as what we were able to do. So it's been pretty awesome, and kind of a developing type of process for us to see how special this team has been.
Austin Ekeler, presented by IT Cadre, joining us on Grant and Danny. Austin, I know all eyes for you are on now the Philadelphia Eagles, but I am curious just to get your thoughts. In the news over the last 24 hours, Anthony Lynn's name has come back up as a head coaching candidate with the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, Cliff Kingsbury's been in the mix as well. Two of your coaches and guys that have helped you this season. Just curious to get your thoughts. You know Lynn very well from your time with the Chargers. Know about whether or not you feel like, you know, he should get another shot, and what kind of head coach he would make if he got another run, and then Kingsbury as well.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I can't even speak on it right now. I don't know. That's like me talking free agency, and we're still, you know, trying to win games out here. And so for me, it's like, hey, that's great. I'm hoping you guys have some opportunities. Maybe you'll take them, maybe not. But right now, hey, help us win this dang game. Like, that's where I need your focus. And so, you know, in the future, if that's what they decide to do and they want to go pursue those, they probably would both make great opportunity or a great fit for somebody. But like, hey, let's focus now. Focus here.
Along those lines, there's been a lot of talk about maybe changing the way that the coaching cycle works, where like you can't interview anybody until after the Super Bowl, because that way, you know, there's not a disadvantage for the guys that, like Cliff, I think, is doing it the right way. He basically said, I'm not talking to anybody until the season's over for us. Do you think they should do it that way?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense, right? It makes sense. Like, if someone's interviewing for a job and they're like, oh, I'll take it, and it's like, well, we actually want to interview other people too, and they're like, well, this guy is willing, and so should we take them? He's already here. We don't have to compete as much now. You know, it kind of, I feel like, makes it an environment that's, like you said, not as fair for the people that are still in the actual in the tournament, because you can't expect those guys to be able to even have a chance to go and, you know, do interviews and stuff like that, because they got to focus on their team, which they should be. So I think it should be, yeah, something a little bit more like kind of like a free agent type date, where it's like, hey, here's the date. After that, conversations can open. You know, you can still have maybe some preliminary talks of who's interested type thing like that, but maybe no official interviews. So I don't know. That's just me talking out of, you know, something I don't really know too much about.
I think it's smart, man. I think you're right.
I think you could do it the day or two after the season, and because it is a lot of times, as these, you know, coaches, coordinators, for the really good teams like Washington, you know, it's the best teams ever. The teams that don't lose, the teams that go months without losing, the teams that are insurmountable juggernauts like the Commanders, that are the best ever. You know, those teams, then the guys, they get screwed over a little bit. Sometimes it does happen.
Yeah, you know, I could see that, you know, being a thing. I think coaching, you know, in the NFL, it's kind of handled really by ownership in that side. Like, there's no union or anything like that. So it's kind of the Wild West over there. You know, they don't have to say how much they're paying people or anything like that. So, you know, it's a whole topic of discussion that, you know, us as players luckily don't have to get involved in, because it's just probably even more of a mess. But yeah, so hopefully they get it figured out over there.
Austin, one listener question here. What's it like playing a team for a third time?
I was talking to Jerzon Newton in the locker room about that. He's like, man, third time playing these guys. I'm like, hey, well, at least now we know who they are. You know, like, right. We know their players. You know, we know what they're about. We know their strengths, weaknesses, things like that. So game planning, I'm sure for the coaches too, is a little bit easier, because, you know what to expect. I think it's really cool because, you know, it's a team that's in our division, and now we're kind of like, hey, the new kid on the block, the new arrival. So I know it was like for, you know, with the Chargers and KC, we were always chasing them. And now we're still chasing, you know, that team that's kind of been in that seat. And now we have an opportunity to knock them off in one of the biggest games of the year.
One more IT Cadre listener question for Austin Eckler. Somebody wants to know, have you used the VR technology and put on those goggles that Jaden wears? We had a guy on yesterday telling us all about how he does this for hours every week, and it prepares him for the game. It's amazing technology. Have you actually worn those goggles at all and looked at what it looks like?
I have not. I imagine it's a little different for running back, though, than it is for quarterback. Because, I mean, for me, I'm reading different gaps and things like that, and I have to run. A quarterback, you can at least, you know, stand there and kind of get a feel of, you know, the front and stuff like that, maybe some coverage and things that are, you know, beyond the line of scrimmage. So, no, I haven't gotten into it, but it sounds like, you know, it's been popping up a lot lately. I don't know if it's just because, you know, maybe media is trying to, like, pinpoint, like, man, why is this kid so good? You know, if it's something that's really helping him, he's really using it like that, then, you know, good for him. I hope he keeps doing it.
Awesome as always, man. Really cool that you guys are going to the conference championship game, and we get to talk to you about it, dude. This is great. Keep it up, man. It's been fun.
Let's do it, man. Let's keep it going.
One more.
Appreciate you,
you're
buddy.
Playing in the Super Bowl. Austin Eckler, awesome all season long, presented by IT Cadre, with us here on Grant and Danny. IT Cadre's trusted insight, helping leaders of the nation's most important organizations understand complexity, align efforts, and make the best data-driven decisions to achieve success. IT Cadre, your vision, our purpose. Eckler was just splendid in Detroit.
He was awesome, man. That huge, I think, was it the first play of the series that he ripped off that 35-yard run?
I think it was.
To kind of get him going again. Because, again, we look at the double-digit lead and the score, and you go, oh, Washington dominated that game. There's still moments where it's nip and tuck, right? I think, I can't remember if Detroit had just scored or whatever happened preceding that, but I remember going, oh, okay, breath of air. We can all relax a little bit because he just made a play. You know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff it takes to win games like that.
How costly is the Sam Cosmi injury going to be? Let's get into that next on G&D.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.